there would be Rick Spielman, general manager, Minnesota Vikings, exclusive Will Furch. Good morning. There would be two things we would require you to do. One would be to say, ladies and gentlemen, in the fifth race, number three, Ben Lieber should be listed as a gelding. And then you can actually call the race.
Would Eeyore be in it?
You can.
Or Tiger D, I'm sorry.
You can change the horses' names, but that little practice session you did before we came back for the actual on-air portion of 9 to noon, that was really good, Rick. I think you have skills. In fact, let's make a trade. You love to make trades.
Okay.
You can call a race at Canterbury. I get to make a draft pick in the draft coming up.
We'd probably both be fired right after that.
No, I don't think so. You'd probably be better than me. This is second to last day of minicamp, and when we chatted with you last week, you're very gracious to join again this week. You were upfront and honest about the fact that after tomorrow, final day of minicamp, yeah, you, your staff, a lot of people around here, a little tired right now, a little worn out from the whole process. And even though you eat and breathe football, you're looking forward to a little time off, aren't you?
No, it'd be a chance to get away from it a little bit, and everybody in whatever profession you're in needs a chance to go and recharge the batteries. I think the player has been here since, I think, in April when we started our off-season program. We've pretty much had everybody here the whole time, and they've been working extremely hard, getting the work in we need to get done before we head to training camp. And I know a lot of these guys, even, you know, Teddy Bridgewater potentially getting together with the receivers in the dead period. But I know the coaching staff and everybody has worked hard through the whole process this offseason and give everybody a chance to get out of here and refreshed for hopefully a successful season.
Yeah.
I got to imagine that's got to be a good feeling to open up the paper and get the report that Teddy, his Two Gloves Academy, which they're kind of making that the name of his little passing camp, that they're conducting these things away from team headquarters. And they're taking it upon themselves as individuals to do those things to get better in the off season, in the off period, much like Xavier sounds like he's been working out with Odell Beckham Jr. and Antonio Brown, kind of work on his game and figure out what those guys do as receivers. So I have to imagine you guys open up the paper that, man, we found some good guys that take this ownership not only here but also when they go home.
I think that's the thing. Since Coach Zims came aboard and we have identified exactly the type of players we want, and not only are they smart players, but they have to have true passion for the game. And regardless if you're making $1 or $10, I can honestly say the way these guys work, the way these guys practice, the way these guys approach us, even when they're away from the building, they want to be successful, and they're going to do everything they can to hopefully have us successful season next year, and doing everything individually to get themselves better, because if they get themselves better, it's going to make the team better. But it's great to see that you got a bunch of guys that care about each other, that they're willing to do that and sacrifice some of their personal time to make sure that we're ready to go.
Speaking of individual, Anthony Barr did individual drills yesterday. He's on the field right now. What's going on with Anthony, and like, how are you going to ramp that thing up to training camp?
Yeah, he'll be fine when we get to training camp, and I know we don't talk about injuries during the off season, but a couple guys, we're just sitting there and monitoring, seeing how they're progressing. The most important thing is get them ready for training camp and get them ready for that opener in Tennessee.
And with Anthony, when he is completely healthy and happy, into his third year, what do you expect? Like what is his maturation level?
I think as you watch these players and as these young players continue to grow, you see them take off from the rookie year to the second year and even to the third year, they take another step forward. And we have a lot of guys right now in that 2 to 3 year window that are really starting to peak. And these guys have been playing together for a couple years. And the whole idea behind, you know, drafting and developing guys and extending these guys like we were able to do with Harrison Smith the last time we spoke, this is a group that not only are very talented individually, but they know how each other moves. They can anticipate, hey, I know where my next guy next to me is going to be. So when you can get and keep a team together like that, it just gives you a better chance, I believe, into having success.
Is there a young guy, it could be a rookie, second, third year guy, that you have seen that has taken that step, not just maybe in the classroom, but to the point where you know how it is when players finally play free? They don't have to worry about making mistakes. It's not just 1, 2, 3, I got to do my technique. It's they're doing it quick, they're doing it fast, they're doing it instinctively. Have you seen a player in this camp and maybe it's more than one, that kind of takes that step to where they're playing more free and more open.
I think, and Ben, you would know this better than anyone, is when you don't have to think about taking this step to the left or
right
on your reads, when you just know what you're doing, and then you can just play with your instincts, but playing within the scheme and knowing that your assignment's sound. I think all these young guys, the more they're in the scheme, and this is going into the third year now under Coach Zimmer, you see our practices and how fast they are. I will point out, though, that probably Cordarrelle Patterson has had the most impressive offseason since we've been here, from where he's been, how hard he's worked. He's playing faster. I know Coach Zim mentioned the mental mistakes are down this year, and I think he's really honed in and focused. But you see some of the rookies last year, the Kendricks, you see Trey Waynes and the way he's playing. And our coaches are such great teachers that we spend a lot of time with them, especially this time of the year, working technique. And you keep drilling it and drilling it until it becomes natural. And a lot of the rookies come in, okay, they're still learning the technique, getting into and out of their cuts this way, playing off coverage, the type of technique that they have to learn to play in this scheme. And these guys are really starting to come together.
Well, when you mentioned CP, I have to think that your position as a GM, when you draft these guys and you're responsible for bringing these guys in and building the team, you know, us in the media and everybody talks about patience. You got to have patience with this player, that player. But we're not talking patience from, like, week to week. You guys in your position have to have patience year to year. How challenging is that for you when you look at a player like Cordero, that let's say he takes off in the fall and he has a great season? How difficult is that at times to really have the patience on a year-to-year basis as opposed to a week-to-week type of thing that most normal people go through?
We get judged in this business not week-to-week, probably day-to-day, and, you know, week-to-week on the wins and losses. But we usually give them a 3 to 4 year window, and you're usually going to know what a player is within that time frame. And especially I know with the coaching staff that we have and the way they develop talent and have proven to develop talent by how our young guys have been playing, if these guys don't click here within year 3 or 4, then you probably know they are what they are. So having that faith and that confidence in the coaching staff that they are great teachers, they are great developers of talent, that if we miss on a guy, then I know that's on us because we just missed on him. And I wish we could say we're going to be 100% on every guy. We're not. But we're always going to be very aggressive, too, and trying to put the best team possible together we can.
A couple of quickies to close for Rick Spielman, general manager, Vikings.
You know, this is a report that just came out yesterday, and I just want to get your opinion on it. It is kind of a big picture kind of question that Ben Roethlisberger said that he was all in favor of going to two-point conversion and having that just be the only option that you have. What would be your take on something like that, getting rid of extra points and just having a two-point conversion?
I think with the new extra point conversion last year, you've seen the percentage drop significantly from where it was. I think by moving the extra point back, it made it an important part of the game. I think it adds to the coaches as far as making the decision to go for two or kick the extra point. So it added a lot of other elements to the game, where when it was as close as it was almost an automatic and everybody went for the extra point. Now it gives coaches ability to either go for two or one, and it also makes it a little bit more challenging kick, which proved out last year by how much the percentage had dropped down.
With rookie or last year's rookie T.J. Clemmings, he had to start every game for you at right tackle, obviously. I would imagine there were some significant ups and significant downs. But nevertheless, with where you were off injuries, it was his job, and, you know, you got to roll with it, and you won the division. How much do you think he learned off that last year? And like, is T.J. the kind who absorbs the fact that, yeah, I made these mistakes, but I learned from them, and now, potentially, if he plays this year, he'll be markedly better for it?
Thanks, first of all, for participating in the interview process. Me and Ben were having a great conversation. I'm glad Ben gave me an opportunity to ask a question in here.
Well, Ben's the guest, so therefore the guest comes in.
I thought
in.
He was a host.
He's been a good host.
Yeah,
he's been a good host, right?
I thought you were the host. I thought Paul was the guest today.
No, this is broadcast boot camp, so it's an opportunity for him to do a bunch of interviews with the general manager, Laura Oakman, at 10:35 on something called Galvanize, which she's doing today. But I was sitting back on that Clemmings question. It was way too controversial. I had to build up the confidence to ask it. So there it is.
No, you have to remember TJ played defensive line in college, and he only had 2 years of offensive line, and he's only played the right side. So we knew when we drafted him that he was going to be a little bit of a developmental project, and all offensive linemen, for whatever reason, that's the position that takes time.
Yeah.
And he had his ups and downs last year, but you can see by him gaining that experience, understanding the speed of the game, understanding the twists and all the stunts and the blitzes that are coming off his edge that he probably didn't see in college and has only had 2 years playing that position. You can see a difference in him this offseason. Now, we've played him both on the right side and actually played him some on the left side. And the first time he's lined up on the left side, there's no question about the athletic ability there. And him getting more comfortable on the left side, we're very excited about the progress he has made.
What was that your term of endearment towards me, that you missed not talking to me for 5 minutes?
Yeah, I did, but unless we're going to talk about Eeyore, then we can go on.
Last one, 2002, very, very difficult year for everybody involved right now. Ben Lieber was a rookie in the National Football League out of Kansas State. You were part of the personnel department with the Miami Dolphins. Why didn't you guys draft Ben?
Wasn't a scheme fit. Great player, wasn't a scheme fit. More of a 34 outside linebacker type.
Yeah, but sure. He tells me he was Ko Amisi before Ko Amisi was Ko Amisi.
You know, I'm so glad I didn't go to Miami. I would shrivel up and die in that heat, honestly.
Yeah, because San Diego's so cool.
Oh, there's no humidity.
That's a good point.
I can't do South Florida, man.
That's a good point.
During the football season, summertime, all that training, I would have been hooked up to an IV 24/7.
Enjoy your time down. Thanks always for the chats, and have a good day today, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
Rick Spielman, General Manager, Minnesota Vikings. This is 9 to noon.